Hi everyone, thank you for coming. Quick reminder that we still have JetBrains licenses to give away. Just open a pull request on any Kotlin project and yeah, you will get it. And I'm happy to welcome on stage Martin and Michel, and they're going to talk about automate your workflows with Kotlin. So please welcome them.
So my name is Martin.
My name is Michel.
And today we're here to talk about automating your workflows with Kotlin and improving your developer life. So we're both Android developers at Dailymotion. So everything we're going to say is going to have some kind of Android angle and mobile app automation. But it's also stuff that you can use and we hope you will use for other domains too.
Okay, so let's start this presentation with a little review of all the tasks an Android developer in our company has to do, but it can easily apply to any kind of developer. So basically you have tasks, so you assign a ticket, then you create a branch to start working on this ticket. You have to code. Then when the work is done, you create a pull request. You have to move the ticket state to in review. Then when all reviews have been done, you merge your PR, you move the ticket state to done. And then, I don't know if you have that, but in our company we have alpha, every day we have to increment the version, then tag, push, inform the product, the designers about what we have done, and then eventually integrate feedbacks. And again, you have to back to step one on another task. So you have a lot of little things to do, but also for an Android developer, you have to manage app translations, for example, keep the store up to date, notify about the updates, manage app rollout, and eventually publish to alternative store, I think about Amazon. All around these little tasks, you have a lot of third-party tools. So GitHub for the repository, of course. App Center, the Microsoft distribution platform, for example. Play Store, the CI, the Ticket Manager. So you have to switch from a web UI to another one, from a tool to another tool. And this can add a lot of friction for a developer. So what can we do for this?
Yeah, so we very much like better to code rather than go to different websites and click some stuff. So we thought about automating, and I'm first going to tell you why not to automate, and automating takes a lot of time. I like to quote this XKCD strip on the right, where initially you're thinking, well, I'm spending all this time every day doing opening pull requests and changing ticket states and stuff, so I should automate that, right? And then I have a lot of free time and I can drink more coffee, but this is not how it happens, because you have this initial investment, but you're going to need to maintain that initial investment over time. So in the end, you might end up in that situation over there on the bottom where you have no more time at the end of automation. But there are still some benefits, and the real benefits there are reliability and reproducibility. By that I mean your scripts, they do not make any mistakes, they never forget anything, so you are guaranteed that if you run your script several days in a row, they will always behave the same and behave consistently. Also, a nice addition is that scripts will become your documentation. I've seen a lot of projects where the README states how to first compile your project. For an example, you come in a new team, you have different steps to do to compile a project, and this is all in the README. If you automate that, it becomes just one single command. Same thing for deploying, releasing, etc. So your documentation and your code becomes your documentation, and we're developers, so we like that. And lastly, it's also fun, and with Kotlin, we hope and we think we manage to keep the automation time to a minimum and keep some time to stay productive. So why Kotlin? The answers were pretty obvious to us. Main thing is that it's the language we use every day. So we don't have to change our brain and change our mental models to write our automation scripts. I call that the Bash syndrome. I did write a lot of Bash scripts in my life, and I never managed to remember how to work with arrays and lists, or just how to quote parameters and stuff. This is stuff I have to look up every time. With Kotlin, I'm using that every day, so I know how to do that. Also, every team member knows about Kotlin. We're Android developers, so now everyone knows how to use Kotlin and is very productive at Kotlin. Then it's also a very modern language. It has a Git IDE. If you have a Git machine, it's going to run well, usually. And it builds on top of 25 years of Java. So if you're looking for something, a library, a tool, anything, it's most likely there. So in the end, we ended up replacing a lot of different languages and frameworks in our app, in our repo. We used to have a lot of Bash scripts, custom ad hoc Bash scripts that were written over time for docs and a lot of different things. We used to have Fastlane also. I don't know if you're familiar with Fastlane to automate app releases, which was written in Ruby and was very painful to adapt to our needs. We had third-party tools. GitHub comes with Hub, written in Go. Our translation tools, it came with a Ruby client. And also, ultimately, we also moved our build system to Kotlin. So now we can do Kotlin every all day. We did this migration using two main scripts, which we are going to describe a bit more in details. The first one is Kotlin scripts based on KScript. And second one is a Kotlin command line app that we called Kinta and runs from Bash. So let's start with KScript. So KScript, the motivation is to replace a small, single, self-contained Bash script. It works well for short projects, single file projects, and it's very easy to use. Actually, the Kotlin compiler has built-in support for scripting. So if you have a Kotlin compiler on your machine, you can just start writing your small elo.kts file. You can even give it some arguments. It's a list of strings. You feed that to the Kotlin compiler, and yeah, it's going to work. You can look at the specification. It's worked really well. But I mentioned KScript earlier, and KScript brings a lot of nice improvement to that raw Kotlin compiler scripting support. And the main one is that it's going to cache your compilation units so that you don't have to compile your script every time. So if you run the same hello.kts file twice, the second time is going to be way faster, and this is always nice. Also, it comes with an interpreter, so you can use Shebang and directly run your script. And full support for dependencies. So let's say you want to depend on some HTTP clients that you love. You can do that. You can also package that as a standalone binary, which is going to include all your dependencies into a big fat jar. Also has IDE support. It can generate a small IntelliJ project for you. You can read everything on the GitHub link. So if we take a look at a sample KScript file, I'm not going to go too much over the Kotlin code there, which is pretty standard. This is a script to determine if it's the weekend or not. So there's this website called Is It the Weekend Yet? It makes a HTTP request to it and then passes the result and display if it's the weekend or not. Two interesting things in this script is the first line here, so the shebang. By that, you mean you tell the operating system that your script itself can be executable. So as long as you set the executable flag on it, you can just run it just like you would do with a regular binary. And yeah, it says it's a weekend because it's Sunday and thanks a lot for being here. Second thing interesting is dependencies. So you have annotation brought to you by KScript that allows you to pull dependencies. So here I pulled Oki HTTP, which is a pretty standard HTTP stack on Android. Comes with IDE support. If you run KScript with dash dash IDEA, it's going to generate a small IntelliJ project for you. Then you have autocomplete on all your script variable, which is very nice. And it comes with debugger support as well. So if you want to debug your script, you can. And I'm pretty sure it's hard to do with Bash or any other scripting language. So in the end, we use that for a lot of small tasks. So typically generating docs, install scripts, or one single shot usages. Like we moved all our Groovy Gradle files to Kotlin, and this involves a lot of regexes and changing some single quotes to double quotes. It's not very hard, but when you have a lot of Gradle files, it's taking a lot of time. So this you can do easily with a small script. Also, I personally use it to categorize my expenses, and I just did it for 2019, but yeah, this is something else. It does have some limitation. I mentioned it's based on the GVM, so your users will have to install a GVM, and the script will take a bit of time to start. Working with multiple files is possible, but it's not that easy. It's not designed really for that purpose. And since you don't have Gradle, you will not be able to do code generation, use Gradle plugins, or stuff like that. So
let's continue with Kinta. Kinta is our Kotlin CLI. It's something a bit more complex with multiple files, for example. So let's present Clict. Clict is an open source library. It's an abbreviation of command line interface for Kotlin. Basically, it has all command line functionalities to Kotlin, so commands, fully customizable, nested commands. You will have the help, for example, so if you type a command h, you won't be lost, you will retrieve your help. For parameters, you have arguments, options that are composable, type-safe, so it's very easy to declare a double or an enum for an argument. You have prompt and default. Why we base Kinta on Clict? It's in fact, for Kintas, we have some workflows, some dedicated global tasks we want to achieve. So we need entry points for these workflows, and what else than commands for that. It provides a simple way to launch these commands by anyone, because more or less all developers know about command line interface. So it makes things simpler for every developers and every platforms. Technically, we had a build.gradle.kts file. We apply a plugin application. It generates a starting script, then you create a jar, and you have to specify the main class, the entry point of the command line app. Here you can see what the file looks like. Okay, let's take an example, a published Play Store workflow. First, we have to wonder what is a workflow. A workflow is a list of simple batch of simple tasks we want to achieve. For the workflow published Play Store, for example, you have to upload an archive to the Play Store. But then you have to create a release on a specific track. Find a local changelog on your machine, and then upload it to the Play Store. With Kinta, we would like to run this kind of command, Kinta publish beta, with archive file as an option, and so all these tasks will be done directly. Specifying workflow is very easy. Just you inherit from a Clict command. You specify the name, this will be the command name, the help, of course. For arguments, you define arguments using the by argument or by option. with help again. And you can see the double is very easy to decline. You have just to write dot double, and it's OK. Click command comes with run method. And let's look at this method. So for this workflow, we have an upload draft, a create release with a Play Store integration, something we have coded into on Quinta, load local change log, and then upload what's new. Following this method, Quinta has become our Swiss knife. It makes a lot of things for us. So there is a lot of domains. Git tickets, so we are doing some start work, PR things. For translations, we are using a tool named Transiflex. We just have to push the source, then we pull the translated strings, it's okay. For the Play Store metadata, we have seen beta release, but we have also the possibility to upload a listing or other stuff like that. A quick note on builds. We have a CI, but we use our CI just for the machine. In fact, we download our Quinta binary, and then we directly launch a specific command for the type of build we want. This is very simple, because if we want to reconfigure, to change our CI one day, we don't have to reconfigure all the stuff in our new CI, just download Quinta and launch the same command. The history is in our build pair, build tag comments, so it's much easier to maintain. And so let's back to the daily work of a developer. So assign a ticket, create a branch, we start with Quinta start work, with a ticket ID for example. Code, sorry, you just have to write code. Create a pull request, move a ticket state for example, we merge it in Quinta pair. Then we decided to keep the merge action into the GitHub interface because of several checks. And for the alpha version, so increment version in our Android app, tag, push, send a message to everyone, only a Quinta nightly command, it's okay. So it makes very life easier, and we were very happy with this tool, with this little tool, so we decided to move a bit forward. And the next step was to make a Quinta tool usable outside of our company. We had a lot of cleanup to do because there were a lot of things specific to our organization. And we have to define some stuff, like what is a workflow, what is an integration. So an integration is a Kotlin specific class linked to a particular tool, so GitHub for example, or CI, or translation tool. It's highly reusable, it should not change too much. It has atomic methods, so everybody can use these methods. A workflow uses these integrations to achieve all tasks, complex tasks, so start work, for example. And when we decided to make Quinta usable outside, we realized it's not so easy because workflows are mostly specific to an organization, even a project sometimes. So we have to restructure our Quinta, in fact. So let's see the final architecture for now. So we have a Quinta key, it's the entry point of Quinta. We have some built-in workflows. Our built-in workflows are very reusable workflows, such as a clean GitHub local, clean GitHub remote. We have a basic publish Play Store workflow. It allows developers who just want to use some basic things without coding to use it. And to match all processes from different organizations, we have custom workflows. So when we initiate Quinta, we create an environment where developers can write their own workflows. This is where all our specific Dailymotion workflows have been coded. All these workflows can use the Quinta integrations, so all the integrations from third-party tools, and so it makes things simpler. Technically, The Kintakly loads via service locator the two artifacts, so custom workflows and built-in workflows, merge all commands, and then when you launch your Kinta command, all these commands are available.
So we've seen that with KScript, you can run single thread, one easy single file script very easily. With Kinta that we've been working on, you can manage more complex workflow integrating with third-party services. We're still working on it. We are currently figuring out a way to distribute Kinta, the executable, maybe using SDKman or some other delivery mechanism. Also, we'd like ultimately to have some kind of web interface, which we already have kind of, for hosting the versions, so all the app releases and also change logs. So there's a bit of work to be done there. We are doing the work on this repo over there, so you can go, feel free to go and take a look. We are looking forward to hear what you think. It's still very early, so please be gentle, but if you have some things you want to automate or stuff that you're doing every day and you wish you could do in just a single ice, please reach out and we'll be happy to look into it. I think we're done. Thank you very much.
Thank you.